Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to ask you, are you thirsty? And some of you may not be thirsty because you've had already had two cups of coffee, or you've already had a couple bottles of water or iced tea or whatever your beverage of choice is. But are you thirsty just to hear from God? Yes, Lord, I thirst to hear from you. And I was reading Isaiah chapter 55 recently, and it just really spoke to me in a way that it's never really spoken to me before. And I want to share with you from that chapter. If you've got your Bibles, if you want to turn to Isaiah chapter 55, either with your Bible or on the Bible app. But it says in 55 verse 1, "Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy?" And as I was reading that first part there, chapter 55 in Isaiah, I just realized that, you know, so many times food and things we want to drink and material things that we want, that God loves to bless his kids, but so many times we kind of get those priorities out of line and we labor to get so much other stuff. And yet the Lord's like, man, just come to me. And, you know, these other things are not going to satisfy you. And friends, we're finding it out in our world now. And with COVID, I think some of the things that we're really being thankful for is if we have food, if we have shelter, and if we have health and friends and family. And I don't like the social isolation part at all, but I also hope that it's a time that we will value relationships more, family and friendships, and kind of get our priorities right. And, you know, there's a lot of good things out there, but I think a lot of times we get too busy doing a lot of good things instead of the great things or the best things that God has for us. And maybe that's why your soul's thirsty today, is that you need to slow down some and learn to say no. People, I've heard this said many years ago, and it's still true today. I heard it over 20 years ago. But if you want to see what a person's priorities are, look at their checkbook and their calendar. In other words, look what they spend their money on and what they spend their time on. And I want to ask you, where is God in that, in your life? We get 168 hours a week. 168. And a lot of people, they might give God an hour on Sunday, and they might give him 15 minutes a day on the other 6 days. So we're looking at maybe 2 hours and a half out of 168. And yet we want to know why we're thirsty. Our soul is thirsty. How we ache to hear from the Lord. And yet I know that a lot of us are maybe extroverts like me, and we're talkers and we like to communicate and we like talking with God, but unfortunately we don't do a good job of listening. And the second part of verse 2 in Isaiah chapter 55, when I read that recently, I just had to stop for several minutes and just ponder over this verse. It says, "Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair." I had never noticed that before, and I've read Isaiah chapter 55, 55 verses 8 and 9 are one of my favorite verses, that passage there. I consider it one verse, even though it's two, because I remember my hero Wayne Smith quoting it when I was in college and 30 years ago, and just really spoke to me then. I've never forgotten it. And also, as we'll continue to look at Isaiah 55 today and tomorrow, some other verses in there too that you're probably familiar with. But I never noticed that it said, "Listen," and then it had a comma and said, "Listen to me." So for emphasis, God said, "Hey, Greg, I need you to listen. Listen to me. And then you'll eat what is good and you will delight in the richest affair." In other words, I've got things that will feed your soul and you will be able to have the best of what your heart needs. And friends, I think that's different for people, each person. That's just my opinion, but I just believe that, you know, God just has different things that he's going to fulfill us with. And some people, some things in the world's eyes, people have more of than others, but it doesn't mean God loves you less. There could be lots of reasons for that. Sometimes God doesn't bless us with lots of things because he knows that it might destroy us and it might keep us from keeping our eyes on him and hurt our personal relationship with Jesus. But I got to ask you, how are you doing with listening? I mean, you may be talking to God a lot, but are you spending time and then just actually listening? You've heard me share this many times, but you know, God proportionally gave us two ears and one mouth. So maybe he's trying to say he wants us to listen twice as much as we speak. And friends, I tell you, I also heard another saying a long time ago that thought, you know, when you listen to others and you don't talk, eventually you're going to know twice as much as they do because you'll know what they know plus what you already know. And I don't mean that to make you more superior to anybody, but just think of the knowledge that you will get. I'm not a golfer, but I've heard people say that, you know, it's great when you play golf with somebody because you really get to know what type of person they are, what their values are, what they're like. And a couple of the reasons are, one, because it takes 3 to 4 hours usually to play a round of golf. And so you're with somebody for a long period of time, so you're going to get to see them. Secondly, there's chances to, you know, to kind of take shortcuts or maybe cheat, or when they have a bad shot to see how they handle adversity or frustration, just to see the topics that they will talk about, just how they play the game, who they are. And once again, I think God wants to help us by when we spend time with him, we can find out who he is. And he is a God of love, and he is a God of mercy. He is a God of grace. He is a God of more than enough. He's a good, good father, and he wants to bless his kids, but we need to listen more. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And friends, it's hard to do that. We have to be intentional about it and turn the TV off, get away from our phone. I recently watched the documentary, The Social Dilemma, and wow, what an eye-opener that was. And I would greatly encourage you to try to check out that documentary, The Social Dilemma, if possible, just talking about what has happened through Facebook and Twitter and Google, the internet searches that we all do, and Pinterest and Instagram, and just how they take all that information when we get on those pages over the years, they build databases on, and how they feed us stuff, and how part of the chaos that we're in, and even one person, this documentary went on to say near the end, it's only an hour and a half, so it's not real long, and trust me, it flies by, and they look at it from adults in, from the impact it has on children, but one of the key people they interviewed who had actually, I think, worked for both Facebook and Instagram, maybe, I know definitely Facebook, and just said, you know, I'm concerned that all this information, all that people are getting through all these different types of social media, that it may end up in our country, the United States, being in a civil war. And I'm not sure how long ago this documentary was done. I think it was within the last year, maybe last year, and it just came out this summer. I could be wrong. I'm not sure the exact time. But isn't it kind of interesting? That's almost where we're at now, unfortunately. In our country, we're almost at a civil war again. And it grieves me, and I know it grieves our Lord. But I'm so thankful that over 50,000 people recently showed up in our nation's capital, just to pray and to worship God. And I believe that God was listening that day. I really do. I believe he heard the prayers of his people and that he was listening because over 50,000 people focused upon him. And I love in verse 3, it goes on to say in Isaiah chapter 55, "Give ear and come to me, listen, that you may live." And friends, some of you may not really like the way you're living right now. I get it. I understand. Yet, in those two verses there, just the last part of verse 2 in chapter 55 and verse 3, it says, listen to me, and then give ear and come to me, listen that you may live. And I know that somebody listening today, either on these radio programs or on the podcast, you need to know that. God wants to speak to you today, but he needs you to just listen. Just listen. Come to him and listen that you may live. He wants to help you live. And one of the best things you could do today is on your lunch break, on your coffee break, or you stay at home with children when they go to take a nap, and I know you've got a big to-do list, but just take 5-10 minutes and just say, God, I just want to listen to you. Speak to your son. Speak to your daughter. I am listening. And oh, I know that I wish I would have listened sooner and earlier in my life in so many situations, but I'm thankful that the Bible says that God's mercies are new each morning. Great is his faithfulness. And it goes on to say in Isaiah chapter 55, 3, the second part of verse 3, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love that I promised to David. And it says that he loves us and he will endow us with splendor. And friends, part of that, it just starts with listening. Listening. And it goes on in 55, verse 6 to say, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Friends, he is near today to you. He's here right now while you're listening. I thank you that you opened a window. You may have just randomly been hitting the radio dial and it came on 99.1 FM. But it's no accident that you're listening today. And God wants to speak to you. And we're going to be done in about a minute and a half. And I want to encourage you to just turn off the radio, or when you get done with this podcast, just not get to your next to-do list thing. And just spend some time with God and let him speak to you. I love that it goes on to say in verse 7 in Isaiah 55 that let us turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on us. And to our God, he will freely pardon. Friends, God wants to forgive you for whatever sin that's in your life, whatever it is that's separating you from God. He doesn't want to condemn you, but he does want to convict you because he wants you to change. And he wants to help you change, and he has better things for you, better plans for you, and he wants to bless you and help you and prosper you so that you can have that abundant life that he promised. In John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full, and that he will help you overcome whatever obstacles it is in your life. And we all have them. Don't be mistaken. Don't buy into the lie. You're the only one that's suffering challenges right now. I promise you. I talk to numerous people every day and hundreds every month, and everybody's dealing with something, friends. But with God, all things are possible. And he will help you, and he will make a way when there is no way. We're out of time, but I hope that you'll continue to join us tomorrow as we continue talking about Isaiah 55, come to me, all you who are thirsty. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.